This is the Digital Nomad Quest podcast with Sharon Sung, teaching people how to build passive income, become financially free, and design their best lives. Hey guys, it's Sharon from Digital Nomad Quest, and today we're going to talk about 9 websites to help you make $100 a day. So if you're trying to make more money online, I wanted to come up with these websites to help you on your journey. These are sites that can help you while you're working full-time and then doing them part-time, or you might be able to transition those into your full-time gig. You never know what's going to happen. Some of these might have more earning potential than others. It really just depends how much effort you're willing to put in, as well as your strengths and your weaknesses. Your passions and your dislikes. You kind of have to evaluate the different things and see which one matches you best. This list is a combination of different freelancing sites, different side hustle websites, different user feedback websites. There's a lot of different types of websites I'm going to name today. So it really is up to you to decide which one works, and you might actually benefit from doing a combination of multiple of these. Because for me, for example, I was at a point where I did my full-time work and then 2 part-time remote positions, freelancing and things like that, as well as trying to make money on Etsy and blogging. So I was doing like a bunch of different things at one time, and you might be able to do that too, but it might be more beneficial to master one than move to the next one and then the next one, because that actually worked well for me. So let's just get right into this list today. I'm going to name 2 of them right off the bat. So the first and the second one is Remote OK and We Work Remotely. So from the name itself, you can probably guess that it's for remote work, for digital nomads, people who want to work from the comforts of their laptop, possibly even travel the world. If you look at Remote OK, you can see a lot of like coding jobs, some product management jobs, some UX jobs. But if you go into the filter section, you can see like engineer, executive, senior, medical, finance, developer. There's a lot of different types of jobs that might work for you. If you don't have these skills, you could possibly go on Udemy, Coursera, Code Academy. There's a lot of different websites that you might be able to learn these digital skills. If you go on WeWork Remotely, you can look at the categories they offer here too. There's design, programming, customer support, sales and marketing. I would say customer support, sales and marketing might be ones that you could consider if you don't have a ton of experience yet, because these are roles that you could probably get a beginner role pretty quickly. With marketing, you might be able to start your own Instagram channel or your own blog and start seeing how you can get more traffic to your own brand and then prove that in your resume. I feel like that's a lot of what I did. I started building up my own side hustles, and it was good enough proof, I think, that I could organically get traffic. And you can learn digital marketing on the fly even if you don't have that work experience yet. So the website is pretty straightforward. You create an account, look for jobs, and then send out applications like you would with any job board. WeWork Remotely is one of the biggest job sites. It says it has the largest remote work community in the world with over 3 million visitors. So go ahead and check these 2 websites out and see if you can land a remote working job, because that just makes things so much more enjoyable when you can be all around the world while doing these remote work positions. As a bonus, I would also say that a lot of companies are hiring remotely now that, you know, the pandemic occurred, and you can check on Indeed, you can even check on Craigslist, and you can check on Upwork as well to find freelancing positions that can be worked on in the comforts of your laptop. I've been able to find positions that way myself. Third website is YouTube. So obviously, you know, I make money from my YouTube channel, and you can do it too. I make over $100 a day just from ad revenue alone, and doesn't include affiliates, sponsorship, products, and things of that nature. So you can actually make a decent amount of money through YouTube. I know creators who are making 6 figures a month, which is insane. Now, if you don't want to make videos where you're featuring yourself and talking, you can even opt in for faceless content. Now, what do I mean by that? I've seen tons of YouTube channels where they're doing like animations or just having someone video edit everything where they're talking possibly and going through a script, but the video itself doesn't actually have to feature you. Another opportunity is, even if you don't want to speak it, you could potentially write out the script or have someone else script it and then have someone else read it and then have someone else do the video editing of content. It can just be B-roll after B-roll, possible animations and things like that. That way you can create a money-making YouTube account that works for you. It might take a while to set up because you do have to reach 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch hours, and it takes a long time to build that up. But once you get it going, you could be making a ton of money. For stock photos and videos that I mentioned, you could possibly possibly look on Pexels, on Unsplash. You can look on Shutterstock, Envato. There are different ways you can start putting content that's not of you talking to the camera. Another option is you can make a tutorial YouTube channel. I've seen my friend do that as well. She makes maybe like $5,000 a month from YouTube ads just doing that alone, which is insane. She's doing tutorials of like Etsy, of Shopify. So you can potentially do that as well and just go through how to use this and how to use that. And that doesn't require you to talk to the camera. You can just screen record whatever you're doing on your laptop. Number four, you could try Clarity FM. Clarity is usually for like consulting and coaching. So if you are a coach and you want to get the word out there, you want to start making money, it's basically a marketplace for coaches. You can charge people per minute for speaking with them, giving them advice, or coaching them through different problems. And usually with this, the more clients that you help, the more you can end up charging because you'll get more and more reviews. You'll get better at it as you go, and you can provide more and more value. So when it comes to this, you might want to build an expertise in a certain area. Like I mentioned, you could potentially learn things through Udemy, Skillshare. You can start your own projects, like your own coding projects or your own personal brand, or become a blogger or something like that. You can give tips on each of these different areas. If you're good at something, that's something you could potentially coach on. You can coach on fitness, you can coach on coding, you can coach on web design, content, everything like that. And essentially you can redirect your community over to your Clarity FM page, and hopefully you can start ranking on Clarity FM where people find you as a coach and book your sessions. The good thing about this is that you don't have to pay for Calendly or figure out some payment processing system, because Clarity does that all for you. You could even try Fiverr, for example. My husband did some video game coaching sessions. He booked it on Fiverr, so you might consider doing coaching on Fiverr as well, or on other sites of that nature. Number five, another website you could check out is Respondent.io. So Respondent lets businesses get feedback on their products. The idea is it's actually cheaper to pay people a decent amount of money for feedback on their product versus just launching a product and then getting no traction at all because it's not valuable to their customer. Companies always want to get user feedback before they launch certain features and certain products. When I did some research on this YouTuber actually tried it in January of 2022 and made $370 in 3 hours, which is actually a lot of money. Most of them were actually Zoom interviews, so that's kind of the idea. You sign up for something and then you do a Zoom interview where you talk about your feedback on the certain product. So to start, you're going to set up a participant account with your email or your social media account. You're going to provide all the basic information, create your account, and really make sure to provide all the details needed, because that's going to be how you're matched up with studies. And then in your dashboard, you're going to be able to see the available projects for you. According to Side Hustle Nation, the average pay rate across all studies was $140 an hour, depends on the target demographic and the time needed to complete the survey and other factors. So the great thing about Respondent is, unlike most online survey companies, Respondent's actually going to pay you actual money, not gift cards or anything like that. And in the current time, the website advertises that their average hourly incentives range from $100 to $700 an hour. And it all depends on your profession. Number six website is Etsy. So I talk about Etsy a lot, where you can sell digital products so you don't actually have to ship or hold inventory. There's really no upfront cost to starting a shop. However, there are little fees here and there for listing fees. So if you want to put up a listing, I believe it's 20 cents per 3 or 4 months. And there are commissions that they take once you get sales. So I have a shop that has like maybe 500 items or so. When it comes to Etsy, I actually sold Photoshop templates and Microsoft Word templates. I would sell like wedding card templates, save the date templates, resume templates. I would just create a bunch of these different products and put them on, and then cash flow from it, right? Because they buy it and then they actually automatically get their orders, and then they just replace different things in the template so that it fits what they need. If you guys are interested in Etsy, I do have the Etsy Entrepreneur course. The link is in the description if you are curious on how to do it yourself. I built it up over many years and I was able to, at its peak, make around $1,000 a month. It's gone down because I haven't been keeping up with it. It doesn't cash flow as much anymore, but it's still nice that it still works for me and I don't have to think about it. And there are some Etsy creators who are making a ton of money. I know one making 6 figures a year, but they're not a digital shop where they're selling just digital products. They're actually selling private labeled necklaces, essentially. But Etsy is a way that you can start your side hustle, whether it's handmade goods, digital products, or whatever. Also, if you are worried because you don't have design skills, you could potentially sell things like guides around your real estate investing knowledge, page or invoice templates or budgeting templates. You could even have printable calendars or recipe books, meal planners. There's a lot of different ways you can monetize digital products. You just have to be creative with it. One way to figure out if you can sell a digital product, you can actually go on Etsy.com and then search the word digital or digital products, and you can look at all the different ideas of digital products that you want to sell. So the 7th and 8th websites I'm going to talk about are artlist.io and snapwire.io. So with these two websites, you are paid out in royalties. So Snapwire creators get paid for the visual content they create. So they're looking for talented photographers, videographers, producers, designers, animators, editors, and production companies. And you can apply and see if you can get in. So for Artlist, it's more about music. So you can go on artlist.io/home/application and you can apply if you want to put your music in there and see if you can get featured in films or videos and TV all around the world. On Artlist, it just checks if you have 100% of the rights to the music. The music can be licensed for use on video platforms worldwide, and your EPK is complete with high quality music, photos, and a bio. So you can put your music up there, possibly make money, distribute it anywhere, and keep your rights. So if you're a music producer or a songwriter, it might be a place to consider. And then with Snapwire, like I mentioned with photography, according to Medium, you can earn $15 to $100 per photograph or higher, but Snapwire gets a 30% cut of photographs sold. So that's a pretty large commission fee, but if people are finding you through Snapwire, it totally makes sense. And it's free to use, so you don't have to worry about paying fees to be on the website. If you are wondering what kind of examples of photography you can put up, you can look on like Pexels and Unsplash, for example, and see the types of photos that can be used for stock photos. So the same thing applies for both websites. Whenever you get purchases, you start making commissions. And then number 9, the last one I'm going to talk about is Merch by Amazon. You guys have probably heard me talk about Merch by Amazon a lot. It's a print-on-demand service where you upload custom shirt designs on apparel, and whenever you get orders from your Amazon listing, Amazon's actually going to print and fulfill your orders for you, and you get paid out in royalties, which is really nice. You don't have to worry about holding inventory or shipping it, just like Etsy. Everything's pretty much automatic after you put up your listings. The great thing is you are taking advantage of the Amazon marketplace and being able to sell products that way, and you can actually cash flow pretty well from it. So I currently still make cash flow from Merch by Amazon to this day, and I haven't touched it in many years actually. So with Etsy and Merch by Amazon, as you guys may have noticed, I am kind of like moving away from those things and really working on building personal brand around personal finance and doing real estate and stuff like that. So definitely shifting gears a bit and providing value on like the YouTube front. But at the same time, I highly recommend these side hustles because you can start getting your feet wet with making your first dollar. Whereas with YouTube, it took me, I think, 1 to 2 years to start seeing any money come in from that revenue source. I do recommend all these different websites, but definitely check out Merch by Amazon again, like I mentioned, because it definitely can make you a lot of money. If you are interested in it, go ahead and check out my tutorial that I made a while back on my YouTube channel. It's still a great one to check out around Merch by Amazon. But what I did essentially was I created these designs on Photoshop and then put them up. They can even be text-based, so it's not even that complicated. You could just put a few words, put that on a t-shirt, and see if it's gonna sell. But the usual way you need to do it is you have to do some research on Amazon to see what kind of shirts sell well. Also do some trademark research to make sure you're not violating trademarks. I cover all of that in that tutorial, so go ahead and check that out. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode on 9 websites that can help you start making $100 a day. You might notice that some might have more earning potential than others. So like I mentioned, it might be advantageous to do a combination of different ones. But the point is there are a lot of opportunities out there to start making money from the comforts of your laptop, from home, where you don't need to go out and do that 9-to-5 in order to start making money. So having multiple income streams is really important for you to grow your net worth, to grow your cash flow so that you are safe in case anything happens to your job, if you get laid off or anything like that. I should know because I recently got laid off and I'm so grateful that I have multiple online income streams that work for me currently.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps our podcast grow. And thanks again. I'll see you guys in the next one.